Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And it's just you and me for a minute, maybe for the rest of the segment. We're having a little difficulty getting Dale Buckner on the phone. We're working on that. But in the meantime, I want to report to you on something that I'm very disturbed about. Robert Lighton is an economist. He's a member of my brain trust. Now, Robert hasn't been on my show in a long time, but I consider him, I've followed him, I've kept up with him, I've kept up with his work. This Robert Lighton is probably the most politically agnostic Democrat economist I've ever met. I mean, I've known a lot of economists on both sides of the aisle, but this guy tells it like it is. He is he's a non-resident member of the Brookings Institution, but he's also has been a member of the Kauffman Institution, which is the Kauffman Foundation, I should say, which is one of the great organizations helping to foster entrepreneurship. Well, Robert Lighton wrote a piece, did some research actually, on the proposed legislation that's supported by Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Boston, from Massachusetts, I should say. A lot of people want her to run for president on the Democrat side. So she's proposing or is in favor of some legislation that would regulate, that would increase the regulation on financial planners. Now, Robert Lighton is a serious, serious individual. And as I've said before, a very, I just consider him to be intellectually honest. Very intellectually honest, even though he's also known as a Democrat. And I would say that if he were a Republican. So the point is, though, he did research showing that there would be damage, there would be harm to the average investor if they increase the regulation on financial planners, right? The folks that you and I deal with, out here on Main Street, they're our neighbors, right? The financial planners, like our guest Dale Buckner, who we're trying to get a hold of right now. The research showed that increasing the regulation on financial planners would be detrimental to the average folks out there, you and me. Well, when Elizabeth Warren found out about this, she contacted. I'm basically paraphrasing a report from the Wall Street Journal, folks. This is something I read in the Wall Street Journal today. She contacted the Brookings Institution, told them that she didn't like what he had said, that she thought that she was upset that someone from the Brookings Institution would write a piece like this. She contacted them at 8:30. I guess it was Saturday morning. By 9:30, he was gone. He was no longer associated with the Brookings Institution. Now, folks, this is a think tank. The Brookings Institution is a think tank. Just like Competitive Enterprise Institute, just like Cato, just like Heritage, just like all the others, the left and the right, in the middle. They're all think tanks. Just like the Galen Institute. They're all think tanks. What do you do when you're at a think tank? You think, right? You propose ideas. You take opposing views. It's sort of like a peer review, and in some ways they peer review each other's stuff by taking issue with it, right? By pushing back. Isn't that how great things happen in a democracy, when there's a great debate and you have one position, I have another position, and we discuss it, and I push back on you and you push back on me, and we wind up with something that's maybe what's best for most folks? Well, apparently, and folks, this is, I'm only telling you this, you've never heard me say one thing about Elizabeth Warren. You never heard me say one thing about whether she should run for president or not. Even though she's as a member of the far left, most people consider her to be far left of the Democrat Party. Personally, I think that probably would not be good for small business. But you've never heard me say a word about it. But I'm saying something about it now. Because the idea that Robert Lighten, a very intellectually honest, serious economist, could come up with could do research, not just an opinion, but research showing and proposing that opinion, that publishing that opinion, that he thought that this legislation would not be good for the average investor, for the public. And because she didn't like that, she basically caused him to be disconnected. I'm not going to say fired. I don't know what happened behind the doors. I don't know if they fired him or if he just resigned. I think the public face of this is that he resigned. But either way, he was there at 8:30 Saturday morning. He was gone by 9:30 Saturday morning. May have been Friday, but it was just the last couple of days. Folks, if that's the kind of thing that America is turning into, you're seeing this on college campuses too. If that's the kind of if that's the way Elizabeth Warren thinks that public discourse should happen, God help us if someone like that gets elected to be the whoever wants to run can run, but God help us if that's how this winds up. And I'm gonna mention this again. I'm gonna talk about this again. I'm not gonna let this go. This has really got me upset. It's not about Robert. It's not about politics, folks. This is about the ability in America to speak. Isn't that our prime right, free speech? Isn't that the foundational block that our nation is built on? Free speech? Go to the Wall Street Journal and read the article. I think you'll be as upset about it as I am. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingham. His name is Robert Lighten, L-I-T-A-N. And it's 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.